This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a whole slew of executive orders and actions that President Biden's expected to sign in the next couple of days. Everything from reorganizing the federal government's pandemic response to rejoining the Paris Climate Accords to extending eviction and foreclosure moratoriums. Also, orders that target workplace discrimination, particularly against LGBTQ people. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
For the last several years, attorney Shannon Minter has spent much of his time fighting the federal government in court. He represents LGBTQ clients like Nicholas Talbot, who had planned to enlist in the military until the ban on transgender service members.
For him, hopefully, as well as, you know, countless other transgender people who dream of joining the military, that dream is once again a possibility.
Minter expects new battles in the fight against LGBTQ discrimination, but he hopes the federal government will now be more of an ally than an adversary.
It's going to be a different world now.
One executive order builds on a Supreme Court ruling last year to bar LGBTQ discrimination under the Civil Rights Act. Mara Kiesling heads the National Center for Transgender Equality.
It signals that the federal government is going to start enforcing federal civil rights laws to protect us.
She hopes to see Congress enact legislation to strengthen those protections even further. But Sherita Gruberg at the Center for American Progress says there's symbolic power in Biden's executive orders.
Having that really strong message that you are protected, that you are included, that your identity is not going to be a barrier to your achievement in this country is going to mean a lot to the community, both in terms of protecting them from discrimination and then also making folks feel safe and secure and that they have rights and that these rights are going to be protected.
She says the policies of the Trump administration left many feeling vulnerable. In a survey last summer, more than a third of LGBTQ respondents said discrimination had negatively affected their job and financial security. That number was even higher for people of color and transgender respondents. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.